Many in this community will already know by now that Chaosium founder Greg Stafford passed away on October the 11th at the age of 70. He founded the company in 1975 and designed Pendragon, was co-designer of RuneQuest, Ghostbusters, Prince Valiant, and HeroQuest. There is a condolence thread on the Chaosium site that will be linked to the show notes.
Creator of Call of Cthulhu, Sandy Peterson, who was a close colleague, had some words to say that he posted on one of his Kickstarters. Greg Francis Stafford was a gaming titan. Thanks to his vision, the world of role-playing was propelled forward light years. My own career would never have existed without his mentoring. He was the single most creative person I have ever met. Though he called himself a pagan, I also consider him one of the most Christian men I've known in generosity and goodness. I shall miss him in this life. Sandy Peterson.
Also, we have a statement from Chris Spivey. I can't say enough about Greg Stafford's influence on my life as a gamer. I played Pendragon in my youth and fell in love with Call of Cthulhu and Stormbringer. I had the pleasure of meeting Greg a few years ago at Gen Con. He was always welcoming, insightful, and happy to chat. At this year's Gen Con, Greg sat down with some of us at the Chaosium Writers Panel to say how pleased he was to have us all creating in this world he made and adding our own voices to the fiction. I was doubly honored to have a few moments to speak with him after the Innies when he congratulated me on Harlem Unbound. What stuck out to me was how he made a point to tell me that he was proud to see gaming evolve. The industry has lost a titan, but his legacy will live on.
And friend of the show and creator David Larkins sent in this pre-recorded message.
Hi, my name is David Larkins, and I'm the line editor and creative director of the King Arthur Pendragon role-playing game. Big thanks to the MU podcast crew for inviting me to say a few words about my friend and mentor, Greg Stafford. You know, there's a lot of things I could say, actually, but one thing that's become obvious in the days since Greg's passing is just how many lives he changed through his creativity and vision. My life is no exception. I've experienced some of my most sublime and memorable gaming moments through the games that Greg created or helped create, both directly and indirectly. And as has been pointed out elsewhere, the RPG industry and the state of gaming today simply would not exist as we know it if it hadn't been for Greg Stafford and the company he founded, Chaosium. But I think even more than that, Greg leaves behind an important legacy and lesson for us all, that you can be an agent for change, an agent of inspiration. You can leave the world better than how you found it without being a jerk, without being abusive or manipulative in your business practices, by helping to connect people, by helping people realize their dreams, by being supportive and kind and helpful, and by being an advocate. Greg Stafford was all those things to me, as he was for countless others. Thank you, Greg. Rest well in Avalon, and perhaps we shall meet again one day.
He also sent a quote from Greg from a Gen Con 2014 panel on gaming as mythic exploration. For me, we all are mythological creatures. We all have some part of ourselves that we're not aware of, and mythology is a language. It's like a sense, like sight and smell and sound. Unfortunately, we've lost most of it these days. It's been learned out of us. But to me, role-playing games are a way to interact with that. We have an unconscious ability to deal with myths. They have meaning. They have meaning that we don't understand. They have intuitive meaning. They have obvious meaning. They have storytelling medium. A good game is one that taps into all of these things. I think every role-playing game in which you make up and create an imaginary character activates that mythological self. The best games are the ones that fulfill that hunger within us.
Hello, this is Scott Dalwood. I'd like to offer my condolences to everyone who knew and loved Greg Stafford, or people who, like me, were simply influenced, inspired, and affected by the many wonderful things he created. As the founder of Chaosium, the games that he brought into the world, that he published, that he wrote, they shaped my life. They shaped my gaming life, and then by extension, my larger life. And I know that I wouldn't be the person I am today if it weren't for the things that Greg did. Unfortunately, I only got to meet Greg a couple of times. But the few times I got to speak to him, I found him a thoroughly charming and eccentric man in all the best possible ways. And the world, I fear, will just seem that little bit less strange without him.
And now a word from Lynn Hardy.
I first saw Greg at the very first convulsion in 1992. And the power of his words and his speaking stayed with me for a very long time. It's very rare you get to see someone who is that charismatic and invested in what they're doing. And that stays with you. I saw Greg several times after that at various different conventions, but I have to say I probably didn't really meet him until 2015, largely because I was far too shy to ever go and talk to him. And the moment that stays with me from that particular Gen Con was after the Call of Cthulhu panel, he came up to me, gently squeezed my arm and said, "Nicely done." Probably one of my proudest moments as a game designer. His influence on all of us has been massive, and he will be deeply missed. Thank you for everything, Greg.
I was introduced to the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game from a friend of mine when we were kids. And I actually kind of started doing the math. I didn't even realize that it was probably like in the sixth or really, I think it was in the sixth, maybe even fifth grade that we started playing Call of Cthulhu. But one of the things that he had, my friend Robert, because he had the first edition boxed Call of Cthulhu set, it actually came with a thin pamphlet of basic role-playing, you know, the Chaosium's basic role-play. And I mean, I don't even know how many pages this is. I actually have a copy of it now. I have so it's a 16-page pamphlet. And this is everything you need to play basic role-play, and it's written by Greg Stafford and Lynn Willis. I wasn't even cognizant of who creators were back in that day. But Robert and I, in addition to Call of Cthulhu, we were fascinated by this little pamphlet of basic role play and how we could play alternate versions of D&D with this. We could play, you know, other game genres with this. And so, you know, a lot of my expanded role playing imagination was really unknowingly fueled by the works of Greg Stafford. So he was I don't think it's putting too fine a point on it to say that he was a titan. He was a visionary, and that he will be greatly missed.
Yeah, my contact with Greg, I never met him, and I regret that I wasn't able to do that, of course, in hindsight, at the Gen Con that we were both sharing this past year. My feeling is that his legacy is so intertwined into the DNA of the games that I love that, you know, it's almost an unseen hand. And I don't know, man. he will be sorely missed. And I feel also for those who did know him right now, and my heart goes out to those who are grieving. And this has really gripped our community.
Yeah, I as well did not know Greg personally, but I feel like I knew him. If I look at my bookshelf, I mean, everything from Pendragon to Stormbringer to, of course, Call of Cthulhu. I mean, he's had his fingers in every little aspect and period of my entire life. And it's not something that I can say about many other people that I don't know. You know what I mean? That's a very short list. So I think the best I can do is just offer my condolences to his family. We lost a legend.
And we thought we'd lead off now with a recording from Greg Stafford speaking at the Ennies ceremony at Gen Con this year.
I'm Greg Stafford. I'm a gamer. When I started Chaosium in 1975, there were probably fewer people at the Gen Con that year than are in this room today. We never imagined truly that it would reach the magnitude that it has today. Went through a long period of being some strange thing that just random geeks did to being truly mainstream like it is today. I figure when role-playing games get on X-Files and The Simpsons, we've made it. I want to thank the current Chaosium crew for the rejuvenation of Chaosium in the recent past. We went through some dark times. It's nice to be back in the light again. I've had a lot of people come up to me this convention and thank me for the imaginative and creative things that Chaosium has done. But it's true that it's not us. We're a bunch of obsessive, compulsive, detail-minded game designers, people looking desperately for a job that doesn't make them wear a tie to work, artists who have would have never had a market without our industry. And we all do a lot of work, but in fact, we're just a small handful of people, and truly the phenomenon that we have today is not due to us, but it is due to you, the fans and the players. We really appreciate everything you've done. We appreciate your imagination and your keen sense of appreciation for all our games. And for all of the Chaosium crew and everybody that who's not going to come up here, I want to say thank you to all of you fans. Thank you.